In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, letare means rejoice. Letare Jerusalem, rejoice, Jerusalem. So on this fourth Sunday of Lent, the Church invites us to rejoice. However, if we would only say rejoice, our message would not differ in any way from the message of the world. Because the world says here and there, everywhere, rejoice, do whatever you want, look for what can give you pleasure. That's the message of the world. And the world finds its joy in the pleasures of the flesh. Eating, drinking, and other things I prefer not to mention. But for us, our joy cannot depend on these things. Our heart cannot be attached to these kinds of pleasures. Because, my brethren, our heart was created to be a tabernacle. A tabernacle for God Himself. Therefore, nothing on this earth can ever satisfy the infinite thirst of our heart. Only God. Saint Augustine said, we were created for Him, and our hearts will not find rest but in Him. And that's why the people there outside suffer so much. Because they do not realize that what they need is God. They're always trying to find something else to satisfy their inner emptiness. They try this and that, but nothing is able to give them true joy. Because true joy cannot be found but in God. So the Church tells us to rejoice, yes, but not in the things of this world, but in the Lord, who is our true and lasting joy. And I think we all have some progress to make in this regard. We all have some progress to make in this regard. We all need to pass more and more from the things of the world to the things of God. More and more each day. And this is the work of our continual conversion, which is not accomplished in one day, one week, one month. No, but it is the work of an entire life. And in order to give you some courage to continue the work of conversion in your life, I thought it would be helpful to speak about some difficulties that may rise in our spiritual path. So when they come, you know what to do. So in the beginning of our spiritual life, God attracts us to Him. He gives us many consolations. He gives us spiritual pleasure in the accomplishment of our religious duties. For example, we find joy in prayer, in spiritual reading, in doing works of charity, in doing penance. And God allows us to find this pleasure in spiritual things, so we can more easily renounce the pleasures of the flesh, which can separate us from God. So we exchange pleasure for pleasure, we could say. We leave behind the pleasures of the world in order to have a foretaste of the pleasures of heaven. So in the beginning, God does with us like a mother does with a little child. He carries us in His arms, and He feeds us with the spiritual milk of consolations. But as time goes by, it comes for us the time to grow. And God wants us to learn how to walk with our own legs. It's time for us to be fed with things other than milk. It's time for some solid food. So little by little, God withdraws His consolations, and we come to find less pleasure in spiritual things. Sometimes we may even find it difficult to pray. And this is the painful time of growth. And it's not easy, because we have renounced the pleasures of the flesh for the pleasures of the spirit. And suddenly, we find ourselves without one and without the other. We can get a little lost. And in this state of desolation, what the devil will try to do is to make us go back to the pleasures of the flesh, back to our past sins, in order to find some kind of joy, some consolation. But that's the time for the spiritual teenager to fight and to resist against the evil inclinations of his heart. It's difficult, we all know. But without work, we cannot build a house. Without effort, we will not win this battle. So the time of probation is difficult, yes, but it is a time of growth. And we are called to learn that the true joy does not come from the absence of trials or difficulties, but from the certainty of the presence of God in our lives. Because our Lord never said that we would not have anything to suffer, but He promised to be with us until the end of times. Our Lord never said that we would not have anything to suffer, but He promised to be with us. So it's good for us to remember, in times of spiritual dryness, the words of St. Francis de Sales. When there is less pleasure in the things we do for God, there can be more virtue and more merit. So even though we may find little or no satisfaction at all in the things we do for God, we should remain faithful. Faithful no matter what. And if we remain faithful, one day God will give us His consolations once again. So the key word in difficult times is perseverance. Perseverance. We should not give up. We should not be scared when things in our life may appear more difficult than before. That's life. That's normal. This life can be compared to the waves of the sea. They change all the time. In this life, we cannot always enjoy the light of the sun. Sometimes the sun hides itself. And we can say the same about our spiritual life. Sometimes God hides Himself from us, if we could say. But it does not mean that He is not there. God is always there, like a father, watching over us. But it comes for us a time to grow. We cannot be like those children who only obey their parents when they get something back. No, we cannot be like that with God. He is the Lord, and we need to love and honor Him all the days of our lives, in joy and in sorrow, in richness and in poverty, in sickness and in health. He is the first one to whom we owe fidelity and our entire life. Here below and afterwards depends on that, on our fidelity to God. And this is the secret of true joy, faithfulness to God. So, my brethren, let us strive to be faithful to our Lord, even when the wind blows against us. Let us work with His grace, doing everything we can in order to please His heart. If we strive to be faithful to God every day, whether it's sunny or rainy, inside us, we can have the firm hope that one day He will give us the immense joy to see Him face to face. And then finally, we shall be able to rejoice fully, without any fear, without any worry, in His divine presence forever and ever. Letare Jerusalem, rejoice Jerusalem. Learn to rejoice, not in the things of this world, but in God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.